Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with. They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. What are you doing? Truly be part of the solution, right? You become part of the solution, get informed. Everything should work out well. Doesn't mean it will. It should. I'm just laughing because, as usual, you know, I mean, when one thing goes wrong electronically, a whole bunch of stuff goes wrong. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Whatever, we keep going. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Alfonso Rachel, lovingly referred to him as Zoe, joins me after the first break. I got a lot going on, a lot to discuss, a lot happening. You know, yesterday, the day before, our hearts and prayers go out to those people that were killed in that submersible, the sub, looking for the Titanic. I'm talking to somebody about it today, and you know, when you look down the facts, what was going on, there's so much stuff out there. I'd rather not say anything at all about it, frankly and honestly, till you get more information. Because right now, you know, I'm guessing along with the rest of them. You know what I mean? And I really don't want to do that. I don't want to be that guy. So I'm going to move on to something else that was horrific the other day, and it got virtually no news coverage. So in a disturbing incident in Boston, four children were discovered in a tore-up, messy apartment building, or apartment itself. It was filled with alcohol, drugs, sex toys, and a deceased man. Now, the Boston Fire Department responded. They were called to a public housing complex for a man who was supposed to be in cardiac arrest. What they found was horrifying. The crew found themselves confronted with more than just a medical alert situation. City Councilman Michael Flaherty said that he was informed by the people at the scene that there were drugs, alcohol, sex toys all around the apartments, as well as a dead body on the floor. Can you imagine these little kids? The conditions? Extremely unsanitary, according to them. And there were six adults present. Right? All male adults. According to the local paper, Boston Herald, some of the adults were dressed as women. When the first responders arrived at the scene, multiple reports said it was a transgender drag party. Now again, why? Why do the kids need to be there? In a shocking discovery, responders found four children in the back bedroom. They were being hidden by an adult male. The kids were from 5 to 10 years old. Hidden for what reason? What were they afraid of? It's unclear if the children discovered in the apartment were relatives yet. They don't have all the information yet. Were they relatives of the adults present? Did they live near? Were they there on a permanent basis? A man wearing a wig claiming to be the father was found in the back bedroom with the kids. Now, following their discovery, the fire crew filed what's called a 51A form. Right, this form is a report of children alleged suffering from abuse or neglect, thank God. All the adult parties being uncooperative. So now you know something's wrong. Right? What do they get to hide? What's the big deal? Why be uncooperative? They wouldn't give them the information. They denied that there were kids in the apartment. So you know something's wrong. And why is it that this goes on like this? Now, some people say, oh, you think it only goes on the transgender? No, I didn't say that, and I wouldn't say that. But why does it seem to be happening more and more in these situations? Why? So a day later, still no real information. I don't know if the city's not releasing it. I don't know if they're having a hard time getting it. The public safety chairman of Boston told a local newspaper that the dead body found on the floor was from an apparent overdose. State Senator Dick Collins, a South Boston Democrat, praised the police, firefighters, and EMTs. Of course he did. But are you sure and nobody knew about this ahead of time? Really? Seriously, come on. You can't tell me that you don't know in an apartment building or in situations like that there's something going wrong in one of the rooms. I'm not buying it. Now, Council President Ed Flynn, he ripped the inhumane, horrific discovery at the Housing Authority. These people are supposed to be checking these places out on a regular basis. He goes on to say this underscores the need for oversight, you know, into the inspections, the eviction practices, security. And remember, we've got legislators that want to do more public housing. They can't make the simple ones work right. This is really sad because it's a story that should be on top of everything, and it's not. Pretty disgusting. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Yep. He's going to be here on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, will be right back.
Program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's what I want you to be. I want you to be part of the solution, not part of the problem, which is what happens when you don't get involved, when you don't get engaged. Right? I don't know. At least I think so. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, and I do say it, I do mean it. Get involved, get engaged, figure out what's going on.
Yeah. Okay.
I love it. Don't you love when a good plan comes together? Even though it doesn't. But anyway, I always appreciate the time you spent with me. Again, like I say, I appreciate the time you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, you know, tweeting, being part of the conversation. That way you're part of the solution. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. All right, let's get back to it. You know, you've heard all over the news today, everywhere, about how, you know, Hunter Biden, he could have been charged with a lot more. Why he wasn't, I do not know. Right, well, all right, sorry, you can slap me later. Yes, I do know, and you know as well. Right? He's the president's son. We're hearing reports from whistleblowers now. We're hearing reports from whistleblowers how this guy was able to duck and dodge because the Department of Justice wouldn't allow. They wouldn't allow anything, any warrants to be served on him. They couldn't, like they do with President Trump, they couldn't go into his, they wouldn't issue a warrant, a search warrant for his house or his apartment. It was amazing to me. Well, I shouldn't say it. I wasn't surprised, but I was amazed. Anyway, let's bring on a man that is also an amazement. Boss Rachel joins us like he does every week. Always appreciate his time, his insight. Dude, what are you doing? Are you ducking and dodging those tornadoes?
Are you kidding, man? They're ducking and dodging me.
Wow. I got Dr. Bridges coming on after the break. And I mean, in the next hour. And she, when last week she was supposed to be on the show, and I said to her, "You coming on?" She goes, "Well, maybe." Well, okay.
If I don't end up in Oz, yeah.
Right. That was pretty much what she said. You know, if it doesn't, you know, we got the whole red blotches happening over here and around on the map. So I don't know. I guess maybe.
Jeez, okay. Man. No, I'm over here on the west side of Texas. We're kind of outside of tornado. We're right on the border of Tornado Alley, man. So we don't see those too much, man. We get the heat over here. That's our severe weather warnings. We get the heat.
Do you really? Is that what it is there? Oh, it's yeah. Miserable heat, isn't it?
Yeah, it's humid, but hey, we're acclimated, man. We're desert rats, you know, so we came out here from the desert area of California. So people are out here, and they're like, "Oh, my goodness, it's so hot." And I'm like, "You saw."
Hot. You don't know what hot is, right?
Ah, that's right.
When you put your kickstand down in the tar and the right? And the bike falls over because the kickstand goes into the tar. Yeah, that's hot.
Yeah. I mean, it's like 115 to 120 was like, you know, kind of like normal for us, like during the summer, man.
In the desert, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's and the funny thing is that's still the area that we were still kind of considered like semi-arid, you know, kind of like has that kind of steppe environment almost. But even we lived over by 29 Palms too, where they send the Marines to train to fight, you know, where they would be fighting in the Middle East. So,
yep. All right, got going for you.
All right.
So now. No,
give me the good stuff, man.
I see this stuff, and I have to giggle, right?
All right.
So the trans activists now say, you know, they're slaves too. So
yes, they are.
Yeah, just to the wrong God. But anyway.
Absolutely.
Right? So Bob McCrane is a white real estate broker in Dallas, Texas. He's comparing transgender people moving out of the Republican-led states to blacks fleeing states. He says, "We're calling it a kind of a rainbow underground railroad. We're trying to get people out quietly and get them to some place where they feel safer." So let me see if I get this right. If you're cracking up. If you're leaving a state that they call anti-trans, do they stop you at the border? Do they arrest you when you're trying to get out and say, "I'm sorry, no, you have to stay here"? I mean, really, seriously, I'm just lost.
How does that work? Okay, we're approaching the border. Give me the makeup remover and take out those fake boobs. they won't be none the wiser unless they've got a trans-snipping dog or something like that, you know?
But they do this all the time. the gay and lesbian community did it, that their plight was that of the black community. Remember that? We're it's a human rights issue, just like the slavery thing, and we're treated just like they are. And you go, actually, no, you're not. Now you got transgender saying basically the same thing.
Yep, man. I've been saying it for years, man. You know, one of the grievances of the Afrocentrists is that America has emasculated the black man and has done this and has done that. You know, and I'm like, you vote for the party that actually does that, and you vote for the party that has imposed this plight on you for over 100 years, has imposed this plight on you, and now they use the plight that they've imposed on you to gain sympathy votes for another voter bloc that they want, the homosexuals and the LGBTQ. They used us for that, you know? And it's so sad that they've latched on to the black community to be able to do this, and blacks are just like, wow. You know?
Yeah, that was one way to put it. Yeah, but you're right. They've been doing this for years. And then what happens is the white people, they don't want to say anything, because if they say anything at all, you know, they don't want to say, we can't say anything about slavery, we can't say anything against slavery, can't make it look like we are for slavery, so I don't know what to do, I'm just going to hide under the table and eat a Twinkie or something. I mean, right? I mean, seriously, think about it. They got them so afraid to even say, you know, even ask why. How do you do that? How do you tie those two together? Why not ask the question?
Well, I mean, you kind of just answer why you can't ask the question, because, you know, you're going to get ostracized, you know, there's no correct way to present it, you know?
Yep.
And you know what? In these Democrat areas, man, the chickens are coming home to roost, man. You know, it's what it comes down to. All the conservatives just should grab popcorn and just sit back and watch as black people go crazy in these Democrat-run neighborhoods.
No, listen, I'm on board with you. I've been telling people the same thing. Stop telling them to stop. They will hang themselves. You won't have to do anything. They'll make the gallows themselves and everything the way they're doing this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, you have more. Oh, by the way, did you hear Greta Thunberg came out again? And if you think about it, just what was it, this week or last week would have been like the year we should no longer be here, according to her.
Yeah.
Right? You know what they used to do to prophets in the Old Testament, right? When it didn't come true?
How dare you? How dare you call her out on her discrepancies in a timeline of our destruction? How dare you?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. There you go. I can't stand it. And these people think they're so smart. That's the other funny thing about it. Is when you hear them, I was just telling somebody this the other day. Listen to AOC speak. She's a, forgive me, I'll say it. She's a flaming moron. But when she speaks, she sounds so intelligent. The words all fit together right. Right?
Yeah. They're really good at being wrong.
GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden says his comment referring to the Chinese president as a dictator hasn't had any real consequence.
Choosing and avoiding saying what I think is the facts. Is this not something I'm going to change very much.
While speaking alongside Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Biden added that he expects to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping in the near future. China's foreign ministry did express outrage at the remark. Kesha and her former producer, Dr. Luke, have settled a defamation lawsuit out of court. The pop singer filed a lawsuit against the producer for sexual assault and emotional abuse in 2014. Dr. Luke then countersued and claimed defamation. As part of the agreement, the pair issued a joint statement on social media. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, really. Or else you become part of the problem. You know what I'm saying? Let me bring him on. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zopian Den Anti-Buddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, and I promise soon to return to soulfoodsradio.net. Yeah, why don't you, before we get rolling and I get all lost in the conversation, tell people how to get information on you. They can you know, check out the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study and the other stuff.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. And, yes, they can check out the Zoloft, Zopium Den, which is the house of the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, my music project, Sledge X. Thank you, Joe, for allowing me to, you know, promote my content on here, you know, where there's a lot of people.
Well, I'm tired of us giving our money to heathens.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, seriously, Satan worshippers, I'm tired of the music. It's got a nice beat. Listen to the words. You know, for people don't realize it, that when you listen to that music, you can say you're listening to the music itself, because there's a lot of good tunes out there that have terrible words. But the words get in your head. You cannot sit there and think you're pushing those words out of your head, listening to the music, the tune gets in it, or words fall in line. You know? You know, the Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. And when you hear that stuff, it becomes reality after a while, doesn't it?
Great point, man. Great point. Remember back in the 70s and 80s, man, you used to be able to get instrumentals.
Yeah.
Instrumentals of these songs. And like with my music, a buddy of mine, he described it as like, yeah, man, because, you know, the sound has that more, that it's like a dirty sound, but a clean message. That's what he says. It's that hard rock, man. It's that grinding rock, but it's got a clean message, man. And I like that.
Well, you're talking about instrumentals. You know, the first name that came to mind, yeah, Swallow the Liquid, Kenny G. I'm going, he's the one that drove me away from instrumental.
No.
Go ahead. Save that one.
Yeah, I don't know if I can dig myself out of that one. You got me good.
It's like, oh, my God, another Kenny G tune. Get me out of this restaurant. right? All right. So here's a good one for you. I love throwing these things at you and Sonia because the irony of this stuff is amazing. So
In a recent survey or a recent, you know, study, black students are receiving record low scores in math and English and history, but they're doing well in diversity training. So, because, you know, that will get them a job as an engineer. Let me tell you what, hopefully the guy who designed that submersible, the sub, you knew I was going to go down that road.
Yeah.
He probably got an A in DEI and an F in math, but... The latest national test results reveal that there's a massive decline in the black community with black kids. They've dropped over 13 points in math alone and almost 42 points in reading and comprehension. And these are inner city kids, okay? And I'm sorry, we're the Democrats. We're BLM. Seriously, you have to sit here and say to yourself, what's it going to take for people to see truly what's going on here?
Man, you would think that the math skills would be they would be fantastic, you know, considering all this diversity that they want, because, you know, diversity and divide share the same root, you know, and hey, that's been the whole objective of the Democrat Party, is to divide and conquer, but they, you know, they give it that fancy language. Instead of calling it division, what they're actually trying to do, they call it diversity, you know, and that sounds all, you know, woke and good.
Sounds so cool.
Yeah, kind of like, you know, back in the day, you know, when we registered, it's like, man, we noticed that you call it pro-choice. You know, why don't you just call it what it is? Like, no, we're not going to call it abortion. We're going to call it pro-choice. Until people are so suckered by it that we can just flat out say, yeah, we're about abortion. We want to kill them kids. It's fashionable now. Divide them kids from the womb. But yeah, it's to your question of, like, you know, when are people going to wake up to this? Hey, Joe, we've read the Bible, man. We've read the Bible, and we got an examination of history in the past 100 years. And sometimes people don't get it until they're eating their own children. And sometimes they don't get it until they're being hauled off to the camps in flipping cargo trains. You know, so it's like one of those things where I don't even want to ask. It's like, dude, when are we gonna wake up? I don't want to ask. I want to be like, hey, man, I am awake in the Lord. The scales are off my eyes, and I ain't trying to be, you know, one of those people who have just gone so far down this road, you know, to where, you know, they're putting us in, you know, flipping camps or ovens or, you know.
But they're still sitting around. Look, I was irritated knowing two things happened in the last couple of weeks. I don't know if you were watching it over there in Michigan. A majority Islamic or majority Muslim community that had the city council is now a majority. I think they're either a majority Muslim or they're all Muslim, and they have banned the gay pride flag, parade, you know, all kinds of stuff along that line. Okay? And I'm going, okay, I don't know if they're going to get away with it, but okay. And then you have this, in Glendale, California, two meetings in a row. In the first meeting, you had the Armenian Christian men show up to push back on what the school board was doing there. Antifa showed up and actually met some real men who kicked their, you know, little girly butts, cowardly girly butts, that is. And then again, it happened the other night where the men showed up, and the Christian Armenian men aren't showing up to start a fight. They're showing up to protect their women. They're showing up, you know, to protect at the meeting. And Antifa tried it again. It's like, you know, this just shows you how sick you people are. But I'm going to say it this way. Truly, across the country, where are the Christian men?
Yeah.
Where are our people?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a shame, man. And I have to count myself as one of them. You know, it's like I'm not out there also, you know, in the streets, you know, ready to go fisticuffs with these.
But you know what, though? You don't have to. We have goers, we have senders. You know, you're giving information, you're helping people find out what they need to do. What does the word say? Are you supposed to step up and do the. You got a lot of Christians that believe they're supposed to drop to their knees and pray about it. I'm like, forget that number, because while you're on your knees praying about it, they take your head off. God has given you the tools you need. See, got me started. God has already given you the tools you need to go out and win these battles. Don't sit there and wait for him.
Hey, we're supposed to take Canaan, man. You know, the Lord, that was the first directive, man, is to go and take dominion, subdue the earth.
Yep.
And, you know, these people who are just behaving like, you know, animals, they think they're some sort of chameleon or something like that, where they can just switch things on and switch things off or whichever. And, you know, the Muslims, you know, even the Lord is going to send people sometimes like, look, man, if you're not stepping up to do it, if you're not obeying my ordinances, man, I'll have Nebuchadnezzar and his crew come in and deal with things. You know, I'll send the Nebuchadnezzar and the Chaldeans, you know, to regulate if I have to. They'll be in my service, even though they don't really follow me.
Yeah.
But if that's what it takes, you know, God's going to get that done. But yeah, we should have been on the front lines, you know, representing instead of like being woke churches and letting people come. It's like, are you serious? We're letting the godless take the pulpits. We're letting the godless come in, and teach and preach in the churches, and you're affirming them, flying the gay pride flag on a show about Christ, like in The Chosen. And these people downplay it, whether it's, Dallas Jenkins on The Chosen or Charlie Kirk or the people at Daily Wire, whichever, they're making like it's no big deal. Oh, it's no big deal. There's a gay pride flag on there. And then just before you know, while they're making it no big deal, the president hangs the gay pride flag or one of their perversion flags in the middle, flanked by two American flags, which in effect is saying we are no longer a nation under God. We are a nation that's over God. That's where we're at, man.
Yeah. Yeah, and our Christian brothers and sisters are out there saying, well, if God, you know, if God wants this to happen, He'll make it happen. You know, one of my biggest irritants, you and I have talked about this on Soul Food Radio, one of my biggest irritants is when people will say, well, it's obvious God didn't want that to happen because it didn't happen. No, it didn't happen because you drank too much the night before. You didn't get your lazy butt out of bed the next morning. So nobody could get into the building to do the praise and worship. So it wasn't God that didn't want praise and worship done. It was the devil, and he made it happen through you. Stop blaming God.
That's right.
And we do it all the... See, you got me. My blood pressure's up. The beeper's going to go off here in a minute. You know, and... But it's true. They make, our brothers and sisters make more excuses as to why they can't or why they shouldn't than why they should, don't they?
Indeed. Yeah, yeah. We're the hands and feet, man. We're supposed to mobilize marching orders.
That's okay, we're going to mobilize to the commercial, and we'll be back in a minute. Joe Bacito, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Zoe when we return.
This is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Welcome back, folks, with your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me just bring him on, because I love to watch his facial expressions when I throw the really, really weird stuff at him. Alfonso Rachel joins me, long referred to as Zoe. He is the host of the Zoloft, the Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, and Topian and Den. What does his name say? I'm kerflunked here. I'm looking at the thing coming up on the TV. I watch for the news, and I don't know if you know this, but meat... Now, artificial meat, I guess, I don't even know what you call it, that's going to be grown in labs to replace, you know, our steak, hamburgers, chicken, the whole nine yards is what they say. And the only reason that they spent $1 billion on this is because we won't have to use the cows and such to produce the meat. So Pete is very happy about that. The climate change, people say, it'll make such a difference because we won't need as many cows. So I guess we're going to slaughter all those cows. We're not going to eat them? I mean...
Yeah, that talk about frivolous, man. It's like they're going to make the cows superfluous, and they're going to speed that by slaughtering them, which is what the animal rights activists didn't want people doing in the first place.
Well, maybe wink, wink... We should adopt a bunch of cows. Now, should they go missing, I can't tell you what happened because I'm not going to keep my eye on them 24/7. But, but the mere fact that educated people are sitting around a table nodding their heads. Yes, that makes a lot of sense. We should grow fake meat for the body, and I'm sure it'd be very nutritious. And the cows we can kill because they're killing the planet. Yes, I vote yay.
Yeah, but in the meantime, when you have all these herbivores, these herbivorous humans who are eating this overprocessed plant protein, man, they're farting just as much as the cows. They're the ones polluting the atmosphere with all their farts, man. They're the ones who are doing that. Maybe we need to put them on the menu. I'm not condoning cannibalism, but
I'm sitting here just talking. I'm thinking to myself. So they want to go to electric cars, and when you break down the carbon footprint to some of these electric freaks, right, electric car freaks, and what it takes to build them, and you know how much water they have to waste, how much energy, electric energy, and then you have to charge those cars, and this is the electric, and you go, my God, you've just defeated your own purpose times nine, okay?
Yes,
and then to your point about the plant food, yes, we have almost meat. It just takes us, you know, 3,000 gigawatts of electricity to process the meat and 27 different kind of chemicals to make it taste like that barbecue you wanted. You sit there and you just scratch your head. You go, this can't be real, right?
Man,
it's a joke,
right? And the spiritual component of this, man, and the spiritual and the biological component of this is that, you know, the Lord made us from the ground, and what we eat comes from the ground, meaning that our body is supposed to recognize what we eat. We are one with that. We're made from this earthen material. Our body needs to recognize what it's composed of, right? They're talking about making stuff from that. Joe, they can't cover the nutritional spectrum that's needed. It's going to be foreign to the body. They're going to promote disease, man. They're going to promote disease. And, you know, and even with the just like you were talking about with the green energy, man, those windmills, even those windmills, just like you said, the carbon footprint to have them transported, to have them made, and you know they're complaining about oil, and if you go past those windmills, man, you can see the oil just spilling out on the pillars, man, because it is a motor, and a motor is dependent on oil.
Yeah. Whoa! What are the blades made from?
Huh?
Oh, petroleum.
Yes. You know, it's a turbine, you know, and it's going to need some giddy up, you know, sometimes. Wow.
Again, these college degree PhDs smarter than you look down their nose at you. So recent report, CDC put out that kids between 12 and 19, you know, teens, adolescents, whatever you want to call them, they've seen, listen carefully because people are going, what, really? They've seen a 13,000% increase in myocarditis.
Oh, man.
Right? Not 130%, not 1,300, 13,000, and it's only among vaccinated kids. I guess we were idiots. Us Maronis, who never done graduated college, I don't even know how to deal. It's sad, and it's wrong, but you sit there and say, my God, how did you buy into this? And the same thing, but they've seen an uptick in childhood diseases. Cancer is running rampant in some of these younger kids. Our immune systems don't know how to fight anything anymore. Well, why? We were locked inside. We had masks on. We couldn't be. Help me out here, will you?
Hey, Joe, man, just like we was talking about earlier, you know, about you know, whether it's the Armenians and you know, we're talking about these people doing these things to the kids with the trans kids. Hey, you know, we're in the middle of a war. You know, people like, you know, people talk about, you know, when is the Civil War going to start? The Civil War had already started. Democrats, they're at war with us, and they're making casualties. Not only are they butchering kids in the womb and now outside of the womb and mutilating kids, you know, when you talk about this 13,000% increase in myocarditis and people just, and not only that, people dropping dead from getting this so-called vaccine, And what, you know, when we have, like, you know, some of these people out there beating their chest saying the Second Amendment protects the First Amendment, and, you know, and from my cold dead hands and Mullen Law and coming and taking and stuff like that, it's like, well, at what point do you actually use the guns? Are you just waiting to use the guns until they come to take your guns? Is that when you're waiting on using them? Because right now they're injecting, and you need to have these so-called pro-gun people out there saying, "Hey, I will put a bullet in you before I let you put another needle in any of these kids or me or anybody else." Because Joe, they're killing people.
Yeah, we're seeing it. Nobody wants to recognize it. Nobody wants to affirm the fact that we're killing kids. And they're seeing these, you know, I don't know if you remember the stories that they were calling us crazy. Last year, some of these mortuary people were speaking up, and they said they were pulling out strands, not little blood clots, but they were pulling out massive strands of blood clots. You know, from, you remember that? And we're all going, oh, that, you know, not we, but the generic we is all going, no, that's crazy. They're not doing that. That's not real. They're making it up. They're making it bigger than what it is. It's like, no. Why would they? They have no reason to.
Yeah. I mean, unless they want to, you know, they can be taken as, you know, we're promoting some sort of anti-vax campaign and we're anti-science, so we've come up with
something. We are, don't you know that? I mean, come on, get with the program, dude.
I'm anti-whatever this thing is. Because it's certainly not a vaccine, and it's not therapeutic. It's not any sort of curative or anything like that. It's bio warfare, you know, is what they're doing.
You know, they're looking for they're also working on injecting the meat, on the cows with the mRNA, thing. And you've had a couple of ranchers say, look, not going to happen. You know,
yeah.
I'm not putting meat out with that stuff in it.
Yeah, and you know, the sad thing is, man, if it's not going to be that, it may be the water supply, and you have people like Bill Gates BlackRock, who're just buying up, you know, land anyway.
Yep.
You know, and who knows what sort of leverage they'll take to be able to and once that land is their property, and I guess whatever's on it, they'll do the, you know, these cows.
You're exactly right. They can do what they want to do, and I don't know how you stop all that. And well, I guess I do. I do know how you stop all that. You go ahead and start electing people who really believe in liberty of the people, freedom of the people. Really go back to the days of the founding fathers and what they had in mind for us to have as Americans. You know. If we don't want to grow anything on land, we don't grow anything. If we want to grow stuff, we grow stuff. Here in California, two things happening. One is if you grow certain... Now, they're calling them crops, but they're not crops, right? If I got 20 corn plants on my land, I have to register that with the city or the county. If I'm growing certain things, I have to register. I'm going, no. I'm not going to do that. It's none of your business how many chickens I have, how many corn stalks I have, how many melons I'm growing. None of your business whatsoever. And then now they're forcing us to take the garbage, putting it in a whole different barrel, because they're going to compost it. They're going to take my garbage. I'm like, yeah, no, that's not going to happen, because I don't know where it's going to end up. I don't know anything. I don't know whose stuff I'm going to get back. No.
And they're going to charge you for it, huh?
No question about it.
Man, can you believe that? It's like you try to do your part to have, you know, here's the trash, and here's my recycling, and they come up and pick up your recycling, and then they charge you for it.
Yep.
That's
the government. What's your problem? That's what they do.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I really believe if our founding fathers were alive today, they'd be going, what are you morons doing? Yeah. You know? All right, tell people quick how they get in touch with you.
Thank you, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and you can come and check out my content like the Zoloft, the Zopium Den, Sledge X, right on.
Yep. I mean, seriously, people, we need to start supporting our own. Stop giving money to heathens who hate you, and then give that money to other things. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless. Don't go far. Dr. Bridget Melson joins us right after the break. She's going to try to get inside my head. Good luck to her. We'll be back in a little bit.